There's a bipartisan effort by National Popular Vote to make every vote count. Republican Pat Rosenstiel says,
National Popular Vote is a movement to make every voter in every state politically relevant in every presidential election. There are two ways to do that, right? One is to go to a national popular vote, through constitutional amendment. Ours is a state compact. And so our effort is about engaging the legislature to change the method with which they award electors to award the presidency to the candidate who gets the most popular votes in all 50 states. We think the idea that the battleground states have all the political influence and the flyover states have very little is not good for American democracy. It's not good for the body politic. And we hope people will encourage their legislature to demand reform of the Electoral College so that the candidate with the most votes is elected president of the United States.
So are people wrong to believe that, you know, every vote was supposed to count in previous elections throughout history? And also, are they wrong to believe that it's about changing the Constitution?
I think the real villain here is what's called the state-based winner-take-all law, right, which is the way that states have adopted over time to award electors. That's nowhere in the U.S. Constitution. What National Popular Vote does is forms a compact for the states to award the electors on a basis of the national popular vote. And I think a national popular vote system is the only way to make every voter in every state relevant, which I think is important, right, as it relates to American democracy and important to the health of the republic. But right now we have a system where flyover state voters are irrelevant in presidential campaigns. And, you know, we think that's a bad proposition. We think it's a dangerous proposition, and we believe that the legislature ought to act.
And lastly, battleground states play more of a role in everyday life, not just in elections, but in everyday life for every American. What would this do to change that dynamic, whereas a battleground state basically leads what's going on around the nation?
Yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, presidential campaigns, if you look back to the 2016 campaign, 96% of that campaign occurred in just 12 states, right? And the rest of us were mere spectators to the process. I think, you know, the candidates in 2012 spent roughly $176 million campaigning to the political interests of the battleground state of Florida. It doesn't need to be that way, right? Under a national popular vote system, candidates would focus on the issues that matter most and resonate most to the American people, no matter where they live. And we believe you should elect the president of the United States, not the president of the battleground states. So the current system has real impact on public policy. The battleground state voters have all the political influence with the president. The rest of us are spectators. So we encourage people to support the national popular vote bill, the interstate compact, with their state legislature, because we believe every voter ought matter in presidential elections.
And do you have anything else to add? And also before that, you're Republican.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, National Popular Vote is like a nonpartisan movement. We always have been. I mean, I believe we have the only election reform that enjoys the support of Newt Gingrich and Howard Dean at the same time. You know, Michael Steele and Nancy Pelosi, okay? So National Popular Vote, which you can, you know, sort of study up at nationalpopularvote.com, get yourself educated and then weigh in with your legislator. We are a nonpartisan organization of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, conservatives, liberals, and moderates who believe there's a better way to elect the president of the United States.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
If you think the current system is broken, if you believe every voter in every state should be politically relevant in every presidential election, you should go to nationalpopularvote.com, you should educate yourself on the issue, and then you should click on the right legislature tab. Because don't call Congress, don't call the president, it's the state legislature, it's your state representative and state senator who have the responsibility to fix the problem if you believe a problem exists.
President Trump has been briefed on the idea as he's looking at studying voter fraud and suppression. Meanwhile, Rosenstiel says there's been no election in the history of this nation that shows that every vote has actually counted. April Ryan, AURN News.